Good morning. Welcome to Breakfast with Kent for Groundhog Day. It's Tuesday, February 2nd, 2021. 2-2-21. Is that relevant? I don't think so. We're brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry. That's really relevant. Dr. Mike O'Neill, the best dentist you're ever going to find. Take control of your dental health. Call 317-849-2933. Let's talk about sports. Colts signed a quarterback. Hey, it's not what you think. Jalen Morton, a quarterback who participated in the Packers preseason program last year, he has been signed to a reserve future contract with the Colts. He's 6'3", 230 pounds. He runs, at least he did at Prairie View A&M, where he was a collegian, threw a lot of interceptions there. He's not going to be the starter, obviously. They also signed a wide receiver, J.J. Nelson. J.J. Nelson, a diminutive guy who's played a lot in the NFL to this point. 85 catches, 1,400-plus yards in stints with the Cardinals. He was a fifth-round draft pick to Arizona back in 2015. Also played with the 49ers, Raiders, and Bills. So there you go. That's a guy who could get some run. I don't think that Morton is necessarily a guy you're ever going to see in a Colts uniform on a fall Sunday. Who could be? We talked about a couple of veterans who could come to the Colts yesterday. We did that. Carson Wentz, Sam Darnold, guys like that. Those are imperfect veterans who are going to give you an honest day's work if they are dealt for or signed. Who might the Colts be able to draft at the quarterback position? There are really five guys who are going to be first rounders. And you know that you can't get Trevor Lawrence. There's no way to get Trevor Lawrence. There's probably no way to get Justin Fields, and there's probably no way to get Zach Wilson out of BYU. Mac Jones from Alabama had a good week at the Senior Bowl in Mobile. He has moved up mock draft rankings for whatever that's worth. And then there's another guy, and that's Trey Lance out of North Dakota State. Trey Lance is an interesting guy with a terrific arm. He's mobile. He does a lot of things well. He's compared to Andrew Luck by some. He's also compared to Dak Prescott by some. That, obviously, the high end for a guy like Trey Lance. He hadn't played a lot. Played really one season of college football at North Dakota State as a sophomore, and that's about it. Is that a guy that you can project to start this coming season? Probably not. You want to turn him loose with this offense? I doubt you do. So if the Colts did take him, they would also need to acquire could you do both? I guess you could. You acquire a guy to start this year or this year or next year, and then maybe you try to develop Lance as the guy who's going to be the starter long-term. Maybe you can go get both done in the same year. You'd be kind of in a situation, boy, it'd be a flawed situation, but it compares a little bit, at least in form, to what the Packers have got with Aaron Rodgers as a starter and then Jordan Love as the kind of starter in waiting. Lance is not a guy who's going to be a starter for an NFL team next year, you wouldn't think. Maybe he's a guy like Josh Allen where, you know, that first year kind of gets his feet wet, second year you turn him loose and he kind of founders around a little bit, and then the third year he really kind of catches his rhythm. We'll see what happens. This is going to be fascinating. There's so many different avenues that Chris Ballard could take in filling this quarterback position. But if they don't take Lance, they sign a veteran, you could do something at 21. By the way, according to my research, and I went and looked at every draft from 2020 all the way back to 1967, there has never been a quarterback taken at number 21. So either the Colts are due to make that happen, or they're going to trade up to make it happen if they're going to address their quarterback need in the NFL draft. You could take Kadarius Toney at 21, a guy like that out of Florida, wide receiver, a playmaker. You need a playmaker if you're the Colts. You've got the running game pretty well addressed, but you need a wide receiver. T.Y. Hilton's going to be 31 years old. If they re-sign him as a free agent, where are you going to throw the ball? Michael Pittman, I guess. You know, can you count on Paris Campbell to play at all in 2021? I have no idea. Hadn't been able to count on him yet. You need a playmaker. I don't know why they didn't take Terry McLaurin during the draft, I'm yelling, take Terry McLaurin. Of course, it's from because he's from Cathedral High School. I have an affinity for Terry McLaurin. I saw him practice as a high school kid and play, obviously, but in practice, like your eyes just went like, there was no question he was the best athlete on the field. And that was a good, I don't think Terry McLaurin lost a lot of games in high school. I think he won 4 state championships. A winner, Terry McLaurin, and the Colts passed on him to take his college teammate Paris Campbell, and it just hasn't worked out. All right, Indiana tonight against Illinois at 9 o'clock. This is a bad matchup for Indiana. They got a chance. If you can win this game, I think you show yourself to an NCAA selection committee that you belong in the tournament. I think that IU needs to go 5-4 over their last 9 games to secure a place in the tournament before you get to the Big Ten tournament. I think you have to have that. If you go 4-5, what's the point? You're going to take a 13-12 team? Maybe you do. If Indiana can win a game in the Big Ten tournament, but that would be the same position they were in last year. And so, you know, is that progress? No, it's not progress. Tough matchup, like I said, against Illinois because of Kofi Coburn. Coburn is a beast, 7 feet tall, 285 pounds. Indiana doesn't have a guy who can match up with him at all. You saw that during the first game that they played in Champaign against the Fighting Illini. And it didn't go well for IU because down low, Kofi Coburn is just that beast. gird your loins for the Arctic blast. You know what? If it doesn't get really, really cold during a winter, what the hell are we doing, right? It feels like a winter wasted. You know, there's not that euphoria that first spring day unless you get really cold in the winter. And really cold's coming, baby. Sunday, Monday, really cold. Not to go all Brian Wilkes and Chuck Lofton on you, but man, it's gonna get cold. And that's the way it goes. It's okay. We're all gonna be all right. We've been cold before. Life's gonna be all right. You know what? Indiana's 285th in experience. We spend a lot of time talking about that, saying that Indiana is really a year away from being good because experientially, they're not very, they just don't have a lot of seniority on that team. They got one senior, and so this team's going to get older. And when they get older, they're going to get a little bit better. There's another team playing tonight, Purdue, that's younger than Indiana. Indiana ranks 285th in experience, according to KenPom. Purdue, they rank near the bottom. They're like 328th in experience. They have no seniors. They're 12-6. Purdue getting it done with 4 freshmen who are contributing. Zach Edey's been good. Jaden Ivey's been terrific. Brandon Newman's been outstanding. Right? Mason Gillis. They are all contributing somehow or another. Purdue's getting it done while Indiana isn't. And that's bad news for Archie Miller. If you're going to cry, hey, inexperience, you got to be able to back it up. And not have Purdue being less experienced and still kicking your ass comparatively in the state of Indiana. You can't have it if you're Archie Miller. They got to nut up and play 40 minutes right the hell now. 9 o'clock tonight at Simon Scott Assembly Hall. Indiana's got to figure out a way to compete consistently, and they haven't under Archie Miller at all. And that's here. And this is controllable. Sometimes shots don't fall and you're going to get beat. Sometimes you have an off night. But up here, you can never afford to have an off night or an off possession, or it reflects quite poorly on your coach. Anyway, Purdue tonight at Maryland. Purdue ranked 24th. They had their plane diverted last night to Indianapolis before they finally got on their way to Maryland, where they are this morning. It was a late night, but you know what? That's the way it goes. They're young. They're resilient. Let's go. Butler tonight, 5 o'clock at Marquette. Butler's entering a stretch of the season where they got to get busy if they're going to make the NCAA tournament. They're 5-9 right now. They've got some games coming up, including tonight's game against the Golden Eagles, where they need to be really competitive. They need to win these games. They've got tonight, then DePaul on Saturday, and then St. John's next Tuesday. Win those 3, and we can start talking about an NCAA tournament bid potentially. Lose one of those 3, and I think it's curtains this season for Butler without a run in the Big East tournament, which just at this point is not entirely foreseeable. Pacers, Memphis tonight, 8 o'clock, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. The renovation of Bankers Life Fieldhouse is moving forward and is really, really interesting. I love that the Pacers are doing this. You know, that's a beautiful building, and it's held up exceptionally well over more than 20 years, and they keep putting more money into it, and so does the CCB keep putting more money into it. But I think it's a real showcase for downtown. I think Indianapolis has shown itself willing, the state of Indiana too, to put money in its athletic facilities in a way that other cities don't. And because of that, Indianapolis continues to be selected for events that it might otherwise not be selected for. And it puts this community in a place where it can kind of reveal itself to be forward-thinking and friendly and volunteer-oriented and just a wonderful place to live. And that's a good deal right now, with people running from Chicago like it's burning, like it did in 1871. People are fleeing the city because financially it's unstable, and the state of Illinois is financially unstable as well. So people are saying, you know, to hell with Chicago, to hell with Illinois. Let's go to Indiana. What do you think? Indianapolis, that's kind of nice. We did exactly the same thing. We were ahead of the curve as always. Lighthouse coach Nick Moore up in Northwest Indiana, up in Gary, threw a chair and a ball during a game because he was pissed off at the officials. This came after his AD was ejected from the game for complaining to officials. Look, that makes Julie laugh. That's Gary. You know, that's Northwest Indiana. Julie's a Lake County girl. She knows how that rolls. You got to have your head on straight. You got to have your priorities in order when you're a coach of young kids. You're trying to show them how to deal with adversity. And basketball is a wonderful platform for teaching a bunch of life lessons. But if you got coaches throwing chairs and throwing balls toward officials, you're not teaching those lessons. And that is an abdication of duty for coaches. If you're a coach, your job, yeah, win basketball games. Show these kids how to win, but also show these kids how to deal with adversity. Show these kids that contributing to a common goal and all pulling on the same end of the rope leads to success in greater measure than behaving selfishly. Do that. You have a good day, Darnell. I appreciate it. Let's celebrate some birthdays, shall we? Coaching, man. Coaching is a vocation. And as a coach, you have an opportunity to really profoundly affect the lives of younger people and put them in a position to be more productive as adults. And if you're not willing to do that, if you're not willing to see that big picture, you got to get out of the business. And if you're throwing chairs, you're not seeing the development of those young men as a priority. I think that can be said with relative resolution. All right, birthdays. The great Warren Brewstar celebrating a birthday. Are you kidding me? How am I a Facebook friend of the great Warren Brewstar, former Chicago Cub, former Philadelphia Philly? Brian Wright, Jeremy McLaughlin, Ryan Angrick, happy birthday. Brian Thompson, the great Emily Weatherston Robeson, happy birthday. My apologies, Emily. I knew Emily in high school. Her dad ran the theater department at New Albany High School for eons. Brady Clemens, happy birthday. Herb Petrata, happy birthday. Joe Jobin, the great Billy Boat, the great Ken Dilger, celebrating a birthday. If today's your birthday, celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you know what? Celebrate somebody else. Be that coach for somebody. Put your arm around a kid and say, look, you know what? At least spiritually, put your arm around a kid. Say, look, here's kind of a path forward for you. Here's a talent you might have. Do something nice for somebody, for God's sake. Be a source of inspiration, not a source of shame. Don't throw chairs. Don't get up in a meeting and throw a chair at your boss. That'd be, what kind of behavior would that be? Troubling. That's what kind of behavior it would be. We'll talk to you later today inside Indiana Sports Now. We'll continue to talk about the potential quarterbacks of the Indianapolis Colts. We'll talk a little bit about these guys who might be drafted, including Trey Lance, who's kind of an interesting looking guy. Can't wait to talk to you then.